This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Election Day 2024. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have made their final pitches to voters. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris made a final furious push before Election Day in an already unprecedented race.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful North Carolina.
Oh, it's good to be back in Pennsylvania.
They focused on the battlegrounds, some of the seven states that'll essentially decide this election.
It's ours to lose.
Momentum is on our side.
Trump would become the first person convicted of a felony to win the White House.
4 years we've all waited for this.
Harris, the first woman, the first black woman, the first person of South Asian descent.
America is ready for a fresh start.
And an end to a race that's seen a felony trial, an incumbent president pushed off the ballot, and two assassination attempts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump wants a winner to be declared shortly after the polls close tonight, Tuesday night. But experts say it may not be possible to know that soon who won the White House. Control of Congress is at stake in this election, too. Races for the House and Senate will decide which party holds the majority and the power to say yes or no to a new president's agenda. Striking Boeing workers have voted to accept a new contract offer and end their walkout. Boeing toolmaker John Olson.
I think what we got was a fair deal. I think it's a good stepping stone for contracts in the future. I believe that, you know, there are things that I wish that could have gotten brought up.
The deal includes a 38% pay increase over 4 years and bonuses. Israeli strikes killed dozens of people overnight in Gaza, say Palestinian health officials. This is AP News. Now to an investigation involving Ford engine failures.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've determined the problem, which is linked to intake valves installed in certain Ford models. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation into sudden engine failures covered more than 400,000 Ford Broncos, Edge, and Explorer models, along with the Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus. The problem was traced to intake valves that can fracture in the 2.7 and 3-liter turbocharged engines. Ford says the flaw is limited to valves made during a 5-month period. The companies issued a recall of some 91,000 of the vehicles, model years 2021 and 22, and is offering to replace the engine if needed, and is extending the warranty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.